Shir Ein Gimel, Yud Beis, Zayin Shvat.
Mentioned yesterday, trying to remind me the machlekes. There's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and the source of the shmeisa of the sugya. Rashi learns that Alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, she's never potur from chalitza. The suffix of the Gemara is if she patters the tzorah from Yibum or she doesn't patter the tzorah from Yibum. But she herself for sure is not potul michalitza. Alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, you never potul michalitza. The ganze shayl is if she patters the tzorah from Yibum or not. And Alibed Rabbonon, if Kevin the Ayaker, Ayaker, so the Mele she could do Yibum, the Gemara doesn't know Kal Vachoymer. If Ein Mikro Yitza Mide Pshutai, again, she's potter miyibum, but she's chayev bechalitza. This is Shitas Rashi. And Shitas Tosfos says, Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, you potter miyibum vechalitza, the suffix if you patter the tzorah or not. And Alibed Rabbonon, she for sure is potter miyibum. And the suffix is, if the tzorah is potter miyibum or not, but for sure she needs chalitza. This was the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and the tzur said the shmeisa. Now, we mentioned that Lefi Shitas Rashi, the shverkeit is, Rashi is masbir, that Alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur is a suffix if she patters the tzorah or not. But she herself, for sure, is potum mi, forget the suffix is if she patters the tzorah or not, but she herself, for sure, is chayiv bechalitza. And the shverkeit was, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur holds two moksiv bokeh arayas. The suffix is, if it's a mute, hit a eva, then it's a rosa to eva, or we don't say a mute, or we vadai tumo ksibo ke arayas. If Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur has no shayla, the tumo ksibo ke arayas. So even if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur for sure is tumo ksibo ke arayas, it's not sad that we don't say tumo ksibo ke arayas. If Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, the whole suffix is, if it patters the tzor or not, hit a eva, then it's a rosa to eva. Or we don't say the drosha, hit a eva, then it's a rosa to eva. That's the Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. So why it's Pasha to Rashi that she will have to have Chalitza? If Tuma Ksibo Ka'arayas, she has to be Potu for Yibum v'Chalitza. The Sofer Ligabi Netzora makes sense. Hito Eivo ben Tzorosa to Eivo. We say the Drosha, we don't say it, it goes on Boneo, it goes on Tzorosa, I hear. But what is the Tzad she'll be Potu v'Chalitza? Tuma Ksibo Ka'arayas, Patus for Yibum v'Chalitza. It's a Miut Hiva Loi Tzorosa. Say that. So she'll be Chayav and Tzorosa be Potu. She'll be also in Tzorosa b'imuta. And what is the tzad that she's potter mechalitza? This is the shverkeit. So the Maharsho is meram is a pshat. Zog the Maharsho. The reason we hold like that, that it patters, zog the Maharsho, is because Rashi learns like the Rishonim that Tuma Ksibo Ka'arayas bichlal doesn't patter from chalitza. Why? Because Tafsi Bakidushin, she needs a get, Sai Soit or Sai Marzri Gushosoi. And the whole reason that it's not Chalitza is because it's a Erva de Leitafsi Bakidushin. Tumaksi Bakarais can never patter from Chalitza. Why Soit was patter from Chalitza? Leacha Velei Leyovo. And Marzri Gushosoi, it doesn't exist. But Mele Avalev, she's Chayim Bechalitza. It's only a Shailev, she's patter the Tzor or not. Heva Teheva, Ben Tzorosa Teheva, you don't darshan it. This is Be'etzem the plan of the Marsha. And Be'etzem, the plan alone, but that's all of the Rishonim, is Zer Gishmak. But that's all the Rishonim, is Zer Gishmak. Why, but that's all the Rishonim, is Zer Gishmak? Because the Rishonim learn, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur learns, Tumak Simba Ka'arayas, it could patter the Tzorah or not, those are the suffix of the Gemara. Or, but Rabbi Yosi cannot patter from Chalitza, we never found Tumak Ka'arayas patters from Chalitza. And not in Soita, not in Marzik Gishon. So why? Because Tav Simba Kiddushin. When tavsim b'kedushin, you never potter mechalitza. When loy tavsim b'kedushin, I chayv elav el Rabbi Akiva, she's potter me mechalitza. Because loy tavsim b'kedushin. But when tavsim b'kedushin, you can't say that she's potter mechalitza. It's very glad. The Rishonim are very glad. Tesis learns that it's not totally a tavsim b'kedushin. Mele Tesis learns, tu maksim b'kareis, patas v'yu mechalitza. The plan of the Rishonim, the Fidei Ma'arsho, machlek is Tesis the Rishonim, it's very glad, and this stays. And that will never try to say a different shot. דהיינו, לפי תייסס, תום מקסיבה קערה, ספטס ואימו וחליצה. לפי רשי, תום מקסיבה קערה, לפי לרישיינים, תום מקסיבה קערה, could never פטו מחליצה. Because תפסי בקדוש, is the whole Ramban. It only could פטו בצורו. ומילא רבי יסי מן קיפה, could hold תום מקסיבה קערה, but it will not פטו וחליצה. And the רישיינים was very גשמק. And this is what we explained yesterday. אבל בדעס רשי, יש שוור. Because Rashi said in Sugya that Yud Aleph and Mud Aleph and Soito that came on the Tumoksimbo Karayas, Zogt Rashi, while Tumoksimbo Karayas by Soito, she's potumi Yibo Mechalitza. So Rashi speaks out clear that while Tumoksimbo Karayas by Soito, she's potumi Yibo Mechalitza. So Rashi by Stoic learns Tumoksimbo Karayas. Could patum yibo v'chalitza. He's learning al derech tesis, not al derech Rashi. So how in the sugi of Mazrik v'shosoi, Rashi learns that if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, she needs a chalitza. Oh, but tu maksim ha-ke-arayas. The whole topic is the Gabi Netzoro. How Rashi could say that she needs chalitza? This was the kasha we asked yesterday. The Marsho is mami de Rashi like the Rishonim. But Rashi himself in the Mudalef, it doesn't stim. Rashi said, tu maksim ha-ke-arayas by Soito, patus from yibo v'chalitza. This is the koishi. This is the koishi that we owe him that. And we didn't answer it. He said the kamireim has a chap, we said. But Be'etzim Rashi holds that tu meksiba karayas is take part in Yibum v'chalitza. And also here he holds that Lefi Rabbi Yosi you potum Yibum v'chalitza. And the only tzad that Rashi said that it doesn't part from chalitza is when it's a milut. He, Toyeva ben Tzorosa Toyeva. So for the same way that the Torah was memayed that it doesn't part of the Tzorah, Vais Toys is not an Erev, and Memele Vais Toys you need Chalitza. This was a way out of the Kani Reim. A way out of the Kani Reim, out of the Kashi. And when we say that Vorim, the Kashi is a starker Kashi. We say that Vorim, the Kashi is a starker Kashi. So we have to miyashav Rashi. Again, medas harishonim, we have it klol. We have to miyashav shitas Rashi. Say that. Let me get to the second part. Let me zen itzter shitas ha-teisvus. Now, shitas ha-teisvus be'alpe is again very klol. Shitas ha-teisvus is that alibin rabbi yisim ben kippah tu maksibu karai espotu mi'ibum vechalitze. The whole suffix is the Gabi the Tzorah, Shipat is not over two Maksiba Karais, she's potter in Gansen. That's the Shita Satesis, she's potter in Gansen. And the Firabono on Zoktesis, Alibede, if came in the Ayakir, Ayakir, she's potter me Yibum because it's a Kalvachoymer, but she's Chenetzis, with Tzorosa, with Yabemes, if a Mikro Yitzim in the Pshutoi, here Tesis has a Knech. That even if in Mikra Yitzim in the Pshutai, it only patterns from Yibum and it doesn't pattern from Chalitza. This is the Shita Satesis. So again, Shita Satesis, Alibid Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, Potum Yibum v'chalitza, Potum Yibum v'chalitza, Alibid Rabbanon, only Potum Yibum, shine if you pattern the Tzor or not, but Alibid Rabbanon, you never pattern from Chalitza. Alibid Rabbanon, you never pattern from Chalitza. That's the Shita Satesis. Now, before we go into Teisvis, I want the Pshat. Teisves, chutz from Cheshbonus HaGemore, Teisves, be'etzem, this whole Teisves here, it's not such a long Teisves, but the whole Arichas of Teisves, Teisves be'emes is coming to say, it's time to teach you how to read a pshat in Teisves. Teisves is coming to say one zog. Teisves is coming to say one zog. What is the one zog that Teisves is coming to say? Teisves is coming to say, why the Gemara said Boyaminei Rabbi Yudah Merav Sheishas Hamarzir Grushose Mishanises Vemes Tzoroso Mar Hamarzir Grushose Mishanises Vemes Tzoroso Mar? Why the Gemara cleared Legabi the Tzoro and the Gemara didn't clear Legabi herself? if she's potul miyibum, if she's potul michalitze, why the Gemara was maimi the sofek legabi the tzoro, and the Gemara was never maimi the sofek legabi herself? This would be etzem Tesis is coming to speak about. One or Rebbe Pshat, why are we speaking about the tzoro and we're not speaking about herself? And Tesis says because there's no nafkemina legabi herself. Why? לפי רבי יוסי בן כיפה, she for sure is potul מייבום וחליצה. סתוך הערבה. The whole shayla is לגבי לצורו. לפי רבונו, ייבום anyway she can do. Even if היקר היקר, because it's a קל וחומר. חליצה, even if in מיקרא יוסי she will have to do. So she is not נפקא מינה לפי everyone. לפי רבי יוסי בן כיפה, she's potul from everything to מקסים בו. The whole suffix will be, צורוס וכמויס or not. לפי רבונו, she anyway cannot do yibum, even if ayaker ayaker, because of kal v'chaymer. And she needs chalitza, even if ein mikro yoytze min epshutoi. So she alamal is potul mi yibum, and she is alamal chayim v'chalitza. The whole suffix will be only legabi de tzoro. So b'meile the Gemara declared legabi de tzoro. This is what Tesis is maimid b'pshat ha-gemore. This is what Tesis is maimid b'pshat ha-gemore. So why the Gemara declared legabi de tzoro, and not legabi her? It's maybe a chiddush because the fira bono we could have cleared legabe her, not only legabe the tzora. But Taisa says leshitosi two maksim bo kearayis lefira biyosi bekipa patus from both. So there's nothing more to discuss. It patus from both. Lefira bono ayakir ayakir she can do yibum atzkal v'chaymer and mikra yoytza she needs chalitza anyway. So she anyway is the same thing. So the whole suffix is legabi the tzora. This is be'etzem, legabi kriyas ha-tesis, this is what tesis is saying. Now let me lay the tesis inside, and then we'll call to the chidushim of tesis. We'll have to explain it, but this is what tesis says. So later we'll explain. Let me learn it's the tesis. He gufa loy mi boyalei. The Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa arvade pturim min achalitza min ha-yibum. The timak sibo ke'arayas. So on her was never a shayle. The whole shayle is on the tzorah. Ve'le rabona nami. He gufa pshita dechulatzas v'le misi ha-bemes. Why? That feeling tim tzolei makev and ayakar ayakar. She can misi ha-bemes mikal v'choymer. Hashem imut alo nesel lebeo sele kol sheken. Ve'im tim tzolei manami ein mikro yoitza v'de pshutoi. Don't think that it will patu mechalitza. Ein lefotu min achalitza. Kevon de ikar krode tume besoito ksi veloi b'mar zegu shosoi. Mishum dole mistabe lo ukre tume de nesuim migrushi kede pishis leil. And this brings a raya. V'chin mash v'lekamon de komar Elohi oi tzoros lo chui letzes. Uboi le mifsha de la rabona le mikro yitzim le pshutoi. That she patas de tzoro. V'afilu ochi ein potarto mechalitze kede pishis. Aval tzoros lo boi. לרבי יוסי בן כיפה, עם פטור מן החליצה, אפילו מן היבום, ולרבנן, עם יסיעה באמס. זה פשוט אלי דה עולם גלבורי מלא מלמיד חצור וחולה צפני מסיעה באמס. שום דה מיקרו יוצא מלי פשוטה. This is the tesis. So בפשט התסיס, תסיס was like a stalling, or we asked, why we speak about the tzor, what does the ganze tesis? בעצם, the ganze שידה from tesis, he said it בפשט הגמורה, why we discussed the tzor, we didn't discuss her. Because on her, לפי רבי יוסי, she's out anyways, and לפי רבונן, ייבום, she's out at skal v'choymer, on a mikro, and a mikro will never take out of chalitze. So it's no nefkimina legabi her, the ganze nefkimina is legabi the tzor. The ganze nefkimina is legabi the tzor. Aber בתוך הדבורים, Tesis says a medrash pliya. And this is בעצם what we're going to shtel on. And I want to feed them to say some chidushim gdoilim. But first, the עצם עבור נעשה Tesis. That's my bonus at Tesis. Tesis says, "Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, tu maksim bo ke'arayas, she's potur en gatzin miyibum v'chalitze." For Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, tu maksim bo ke'arayas, she's potur en gatzin from yibum v'chalitze. From yibum v'chalitze, she's potur en gatzin. Lefi Rabbonon, even if ein mikro yoitze midei pshutoi, even if ein mikro yoytze mide pshutoi, she's only potu meyibum and she's not potu mechalitze. And here everyone asks this kasha. What is the pshat? Everyone shtals on this kasha. What is the pshat? What is the pshat? Bish leimer Rashi, Rashi is a shverer Rashi. We have to explain it. Why the fear of Yosef ben Kippar, even the Tumak Sibar Karayi, she needs a chalitza. We all Rashi a pshat. לפי הראשונים זה גשמק, אבל לפי רשי, the two מקסים בקראי, it's a good pattern, why רבי יוסי בן קיפה will hold that she's חיים חליצה, we all רשי הפשט. אבל לפי תזס, ממה נפשך? But it comes to רבי יוסי בן קיפה, are you telling me that ואל two מקסים בקראי, she's פוטו מיימון וחליצה. It comes to רבונון, אין מיקרו יוצא מידי פשוטוי. So two מקסים בקראי, פטרס דצורו, אבל נשפן חליצה. Why? it's not really. It's only in mikro yitzah. If it's not really, so it's not to mixi bekarais. It's not part of the tzara also. Manafshach. If it's not really to mixi bekarais, so don't let it to part of the tzara. If it is considered to mixi bekarais, so let it to part of the tzara. Manafshach. Manafshach. This is the shverkeit in tesis. So again, Levi Rashi, we owe Rashi a pshat. But Rashi says that in our sugi, Mishuma, you need chalitza. Even the two makesim boke arayis. That's not a pshat, but it's a chlish. Rashi, don't shlim on Rashi. Same. But Taisus, when it comes to Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippar, he says, this two makesim boke arayis, patas mehibum vechalitza. And the Gemara doesn't have to even clear about it. Because the whole shot is the tzor, she herself, two makesim boke arayis, she's potu mehibum vechalitza. It comes to Rabbanon, Zogt Eisves. Free Rabbanon, listen. I feel if in Mikro Yetzi Mide Pshutoi, and it could part of the Tzoro, but Chalitza she needs. Because she's not a real Tumak Sibar Karayis. I mean, it's not, it's an, the Tumak Sibar Karayis is written in Saito. It's a Mikro Yetzi Mide Pshutoi. It's a Mikro Yetzi Mide Pshutoi. If it's only a Mikro Yetzi Mide Pshutoi. So then, if it's only a Mikro Yetzi Mide Pshutoi, it doesn't part of me chalitza. It only part is me ibu. If two mixi bakarais, part is both. And if you say lav dafke, it doesn't part at all. How you can spalt it? How you can spalt? How you can spalt? The two mixi bakarais, how you can spalt? The two mixi bakarais will pater in Gansen, like I will have Yisib in Kippah, and the Fira Bonon, no. Will patter the tzara, but will not patter herself. What is the shpat? So let me get. There's two or three drachim to be masberet. We'll start. The stipler comes and the stipler says a geoinus to answer. The stipler says a geoinus. It's the geoinus of the stipler. Zog the stipler as a cheshbon. Yes, im yaitoch, tu maksim bo karayis, lefir rabbi yisim in kippo patas v'yibu v'chalitza. Comes to Rabbanon, you say, listen, you're right that it's good part of the Tzoro. Well, the Maise, it's came on the, it's a Mikra, it's in the Pshuto, it's not Mamesh, it can't part of Chalitza. Well, Chalitza is different. If it's a Elbe, it's a Elbe. If it's not a Elbe, it's not a Elbe. The Rishayim learned, Tum is never a Elbe. But Rash, Taisus learns that it's a Elbe. But all right, but Rabbi Yisib in Kippa, Taisus says that it patters. So the Stipler, listen carefully. Tum o Ksiv bo Kearayis. Legabei who the Tum is Ksiv? Legabi de Baal or Legabi de Yovam? Legabi de Baal or Legabi de Yovam? And what the Torah is talking? Legabi de Baal. So how the Tumah Bichlal gets to the Yovam? This is the Kasha where we started the Sugya, and every Seifa we had this Kasha. Tumah Ksibo Kearayis Lo Yuchal Bailo Horishoin Lo Shuv Lekachto Achre Asher Hutamo. So the Baal, Arei, this is Klo, a person divorces his wife. She remarries, he's not allowed to take her, right? It's an ishein. Tumak Simba. But she's allowed to marry the whole world, right? To the whole world. The same husband, by him, it's not nice. She was married to him, married to someone else, back to him. It's messed. But to someone else in the whole world, it's okay. So the Yavam is a different person. Why the Yavam can't take her? Soita. Arisha's Mizana. She's allowed to marry the whole world, only not back to her husband. The Yavam is a different person. What is the answer? We have two terutzim. The Bchor Shoyer and Teisvus. The Bchor Shoyer answer is Kal V'choymer. You're right that she's only Osur on the Baal, but the Mutar on the Esra, the Osur on the Koshik, and we explain, Val, I'm taking over his issues, and his issues is messed up. I can't go in his shoes. I have his problems if I go in his shoes. If you say that the problem is as the kal v'chomer, zog the gemara and soito. If you also as the kal v'chomer, she needs a chalitza. Why? By the husband, she needed a get. Ilu yisa lebal mi leboy a get. If there's no direct problem in the Yavam, just he cannot be better from the husband. He can't be better from the original. The original alein needs a get. So he needs a chalitza. So Ktesva says, so why Soito is potu mi'ibum v'chalitza? So Ktesva and Soito, tumok sibu ka'arayas is not a kal v'choyme. It's a direct pasuk. Tumo legabi Yavam. It's a drosha. Tumo, the Teres medame to arayas legabe yibu. This is what Teses and Satan have faced. So legabe Satan suffix, there is no tumo ksibo ke arayas. We learn out take mikal vachoyma. Then we have a svore ilu yiselebal. Aber legabe, this is legabe Satan suffix. Aber legabe Satan, that is a drosha. You're like a herbe. It's a drosha direct. What is the shaykh to the husband? Till here it's klo. As we spoke already from the beginning of the suit. Zog this type, now listen, go in it. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur holds, machzir grusho soy tumo ksibo ke arayas. You divorce your wife, she married someone else, tumo ksibo ke arayas. She's potu mi'ibu v'chalitza. Why? It's a drosha. She's potu mi'ibu v'chalitza. Very glad. Rabbanon hold, the posuk is bichlal not talking about Mazri Gushasai. The posuk is removed to Saita. No was. Ein mikro yoitza midei pshuta. Ein mikro yoitza midei pshuta. Lemaise, the pshuta shel mikro is talking about. The pshuta shel mikro is talking about Mazri Gushasai. Ein mikro yoitza midei pshuta. Zog the stipler, when ein mikro yoitza midei pshuta. Aber an who the ein mikro midei pshuta is written. And the Baal or on the Yavam? On the Baal. The Pshutai Shel Mikro is on the Baal. If it's a drosha, it's a drosha to patu mi'ibu. It's no drosha. It's no drosha at all. No vas. It's no drosha at all. No ein mikro yaitza midei Pshutai. Val is no drosha at all. Val is no drosha at all. It's only ein mikro yoitza midei pshutoi. So it's no drosha legabe yibu. So why lemaise he have two maksibo ke arayas? The posuk is written down there. So the posuk is written down legabe de baal. What is the shaykhis legabe de yovam? Besoito it's a drosha. She's potu meibu vechalitza. So I have a drosha that she's potu meibu vechalitza. Aber this is only by Saito. B'marzer gushosoi lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur tu maksibo ke arayas. So I have a drosha. She's like arayas. Aber lefi Rabbanan I don't have a drosha that she's like arayas. No vos ein mikro yoitza mide pshutoi lemaise the pasuk spoke out lemaise the pasuk spoke out tuma ein mikro yoitza mide pshutoi val ein mikro yoitza mide pshutoi. This is the pashas of the pasuk. So he has tuma. But that tumah is written legabi the baal or legabi the yavam. It's not a drosha. So legabi who that posuk is written, legabi the baal. So how it gets to the yavam? Kal v'chaymer. If it gets to kal v'chaymer, you need chalitza. Rabbeinu zok teisus. If it's an ein mikra, it's a pshuta. You need chalitza. So mele the kasha zok this type. There's no pele in the teisus. It's a goyimus. Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, it's a drosha. So you don't have a svara ilu yisa lebal. So b'meli you potu michalitze. Aber lefi Rabbanan, that you're not darshaning it as kal v'chomer. Lefi Rabbanan, you're not darshaning it as tu miksibo ke arayas. As mikro yoytze min epshutoi. And mikro yoytze min epshutoi, where the posuk was arayngizetz? The posuk is arayngizetz by the baal. Not by the yavam. How it gets to the yavam, as kal v'chomer. How it gets to the yavam, as kal v'chomer. If it gets to the yavam, as kal v'chomer. ומילא, אבל היא עונית חליצה. אבל היא עונית חליצה. After it's by the Yavam, אז כאן וחיימר, so you have tumor by the Yavam, ומילא, בדער של הפעד, זה צור, why not? But it can be better from the Baal. The tumor to the Yavam came דוח the Baal. Because the answer was by the Baal, while I took him over, I'm the same getter of the Baal. If I'm the same getter of the Baal needs a get, I also need a get. This is a gewaldic pshat from the Stipler. Al derech the Stipler, there's a lot of soterusim similar al derech Stipler. Maybe a time later will be marich of them. But the Yesai that terusim at this terence. That Lefir Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, it's a droshe. Well, it's a droshe, it's a klutz chalitze. And Mikra Yosi ben Pshuta, it's not a droshe, it's only tumen that is written down there. Memele, it's not memayat chalitze. The Stipler explained it because you have the svor of Iluisa Lebal. Some say, without the svor of Iluisa Lebal, chalitze needs to be learned out from a droshe. Yibum is without me the svor, or medos in the terence. But you're right, Mendy, you're right. This is Gishmak, but on Rashi it's not a Mahalach Bichlal. Because Rashi learns, even in Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, that it needs Chalitza. This Shtikel Teira says, by Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, it's like Saito. Rabbono, that it's a Mikra Yosi ben Pshutoi, we say a Shtikel Teira. But this is not going in Rashi. Rashi learns that even if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, you need a Chalitza. Say, who said we have to say Pshat in Rashi? So the Vayel and Rashi, we can't say this type. Came the Miras, and the Miras wanted to say, under the Pshat, and again, in the Shvera Teisvus, and the Shvera Teisvus, that Teisvus is Mechadish Amot Nezach, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, Tumak Sibu Garayas, Patrus Chalitza, and in Mikra Yosi ben Pshut, he doesn't patr. Okay. Stipler came in the Chab, Ashein the Chab. So the Miras, and I want to forget, the Pshat of the Miras maybe is a Shvacher from the Stipler. It is Shvacher. Stipler is Charif, it's Shtav, it's Mesudah. But they tie it like this. Shmuel, they tie it like this. In Loshen HaTesfes, steht der andere Sach. Aber the Tesfes is not masbir nothing. He just says words. That val ein mikro yoitze mide pshutoi. It has to have chalitza. Weil in Mikro Reizim in der Pshuta, er has to have Chalitza. Weil in Mikro Reizim in der Pshuta, er has to have Chalitza. But, if we read good the Teisves, if we read good the Loshon HaTesfes, it's two extra lines in Teisves that don't make sense. I want to read the Teis inside. The Intim Tzeloim Arnami, the Ein Mikro Reizim in der Pshuta, Ein lefotro min achalitza. You can't patter from achalitza. Why? Came on the ikar krode tumo besoit oksiv. Veloi bemarzik ushosoi. It's only ein mikro yoitza mide pshutoi. So you need achalitza. Teisa says, Mishum deloi mistaber le mikre tume nesu e grusho ke de perish esleil. And Teisa says, Val rabonon hold ein mikro yoitza mide pshutoi. So val rabbonon hold in mikro yoytze midei pshutoi, so b'mele you need a chalitza. If Teisa will say this line, and he decided not to explain, say it, so we have to have the Stipler. Teisa decided not to explain why, if it's ein mikro yoytze midei pshutoi, you need a chalitza. But Teisa goes and now explains to you why rabbonon decided that the Pasuk is not talking about Mahzir Gershosoi, and they removed it to Saita, nor it's Ein Mikro Yitzim in the Pshutai. Mach Patli, why Rabbanon did it? This was the Sugi before. Mahzir Gershosoi in the Erusin, Rabbanon hold Yichayev. Rabbi Yosi says, Tumak Sibok Arayis, only if she's Nival to the second guy, she's also to go back to her husband. And Rabbanon say, that Pasuk is not talking about Mahzir Gershosoi, that Pasuk is talking about Saita. So it could part to the Torah. So Teisa says, "Val be'etzem the pasuk is not here. It's only a mikra yitzim in the pshutoi. So you need a chalitza." So Teisa could say it. Why Teisa goes back and repeats himself now? And you know why Rabbonim decided that the pasuk is not talking about marzik rushosoi and the pasuk is talking about soito? Because it's not mashmalehu that the pasuk is talking about marzik rushosoi. Why? You can't say it. It's not emes, zogt Rabbanon. A person divorced his wife, and she made a bia with someone else. Don't take her back. Achri asher hutamo. Hutamo? well, she did something wrong that she married someone else. You can't call that bia that she did hutama. A saita, she was mezana with someone, don't take her after she's hutama. This lady is hutama, it's not nice to you. She's married to someone else, sanish kentam, go back to you. But what she did with that person is bad? What bad? Achra shehutama? She did hutama. So Taisa says nishtaze. What is your problem? You understand something is wrong to say that it doesn't make sense? It doesn't make sense. She called him a shehutama? He did something wrong? What she did something wrong? What she has to do? She's not allowed to get married? She's not allowed to get married. Taisus, look in Taisus, the first Taisus in Yudalev from Beis says it pshat in the Gemara. L'rabbe soita shenistero, v'im toima v'eichi mapik rabonon kro mipashne dekro, yesh lo imar, d'lo imistavonu l'mikre tumo l'nesu egrusho, keivan de bihiloso eteri, you can't call it tumo. She didn't do nothing wrong. What is wrong by her? She didn't do nothing wrong. So rabonon decided the pasuk is on soita. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says stam. It says avay of issues. So it was mashu to rabbanon that we're speaking, even that she got married to someone. Not mashu dafka that she did beer. But Teisa says the reason rabbanon didn't like Rabbi Yossi's pshat is just not mashma to them. I hear a very nice pshat in the machlekes. This we learned last week, the last sugya. What is again now in the middle of the sugya? What is again now in the middle of the sugya? Teisa is coming to explain why lefi rabbanon. Tesis is coming to explain why lefi rabbanon this is mitzchalitze. So Tesis, because even the tumak sigo ke'arayis and mikro yoytze, it's not real. Because behemet says besoito, it's not here. So ein mikro yoytze, it's potu mihibu, but not from chalitze, I hear. And Tesis tells me, and I want to remind you, remember I told you pshat before, why they didn't like it. They didn't like it because they don't like it. You know what, they do like it. Oh, but they said that the posuk is not here, and it's only a mikro yoytze min epshutoi, and mikro yoytze min epshutoi, only patas yibu, but doesn't pat the chalitze. Why Tesis has to repeat himself and explain to us, you remember that I told you before pshat? I want to read it inside. It's a middle shpliya. The intim to lema nami den mikro yetsim de pshutoi elefotu mena chalitza. Why? Keivon de ikar tume besoy toksiv veloi bemazri gushasoy. So it doesn't matter. Why is that the stipe lach hashmeines? This is finished. And mishum de lema mistabe le mikro tume nesoy gushik in the mishasleh. And you know why they removed it? Because they didn't like it. You know what they liked it? They had aloch lema yishim sinai that they have to remove it. But they removed it. So it's removed. What? What means Stam Shver? I'm asking, to love the Afghan, it's time to learn Taisus reminds. I know a lot of people that didn't realize the first Taisus. When they saw it here now, they realized that Taisus said it before. So Taisus repeats it again. If that's Akasha. And not Akasha why Taisus is repeating. It's a miraduk. That Taisus is repeating again, this I suffer. Taisus Stam is saying the Pshat and the Sugya. It's one Sugya. Taisus speaks out. He says, Chidosh, nicht das Ashver. But the miras are medayek. That is mashma from Teisves that for saying his mod mechidush that two meksiba karais of Rabbi Yisim and keep up patters and ganzen and if Rabbanon even if in mikro yitzim and pshutoi but it doesn't patter and ganzen that shpalt he has to remind us yesterday I said pshat why they didn't like Rabbi Yisim. Rashi says not that they don't like Rabbi Yisim. Tuma, they could like, they could say like you Yaakov that it's called tuma. They could say it. Aber avaya v'ishus ksiba, so they removed it. Was mashma kiddushin, was not mashma nisuim. As Rashi says when he explains Rabbanon, achazu v'achazu asura, duchzim avaya. Taisa says, no, they can't, it doesn't go. It doesn't go. Vasi the husband. So Reb Nochum says, as a husband. I know it sounds a shtickle mechudush. But I think the raya is muchachas. Zokter hazeh. Taisus, if the pasuk was stam removed, but lemaisa today is ein mikro yetzim in the pshutoi, you potter and ganzen. Lemaisa, the pasuk is here. If it could patter the tzor, it could patter chalitza. If it could patter the yibum, it could patter chalitza. There's no way to divide it. Taisus doesn't mean because ein mikro yetzim as a pare bezach, chatzi, like the stipulus, the cheshbonus, it comes from here, it comes from there. Nay. So what Taisus is saying? They say a andere vort. Tumah that patters yibum vechalitze, we know in Arayas is three things. Potum yibum, patters the tzoro, and patters chalitze. And we said it's not even Tehilot or one of the other. We saw in Amud Aleph. We'll start from the Moshel. Taisa says in Amud Aleph, Tumah that has a lav, patas mi'imu v'chalitza. Tumah basaita sofik that doesn't have a lav, doesn't patas mi'imu v'chalitza. Why? Why Tumah that has a lav, patas mi'imu v'chalitza? Tumah that doesn't have a lav, doesn't patas mi'imu v'chalitza. What is the difference? Why Tumah that has a lav, patas mi'imu v'chalitza? And Tumah that doesn't have a lav doesn't patter me with a chalitza. Taisa says, Saita Sofik, she doesn't have a lav, so Tumah doesn't patter. Taisa says, the Gimel Amud Bey says, Boyel doesn't have a lav, so it doesn't patter me with a chalitza. Why? What? No, lav. Kedusha Tefis and both. Lav, not a lav, same thing. Why? Taisa says, Tumah that ksiv bo lav, patters me with a chalitza. Tumah that doesn't have a lav, so the suffix, this is the whole taste of sin. Gimel Amud Beis, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, what? So you could say maybe it's not Dumya de Arayas, taste doesn't say it. Taste Arosh says the words. Has to have a real shame tumor. It's missing the shame tumor. Taste learns, Tumor Ksiba Ke Arayas, it's not Stame Hekesh to Parshas Arayas. Tumah ksiba ke arayas is not stame hekesh to parshas arayas. While tumah ksiba ke arayas is not stame hekesh to parshas arayas, is not stame hekesh to parshas arayas, tumah ksiba ke arayas, has to be with the ganze choymer of the tumah. If it's not in the ganze choymer of the tumah, so we say, some halachas it gets, some halachas it doesn't get. You will ask me what yes and what not. I will explain it in a second. Aber weil it's not the zel bechoymer, b'meile it doesn't pater michalitza. So Tesis is coming and saying on your side, not because in mikroyetsim the pshuta means it's hanging around, it's there and it's not there. It's there. Lemaisa says in mikroyetsim the pshuta it's there. Aber why they said it? Why they said it in mikroyetsim? Why Rabbanon didn't want it really to be here? Because they felt that it's missing in the same tumor. That they felt that it's missing in the same tumor, because they can't call this beer tumor. They just can't do it. They can't call this tumor beer. They can't call it beer. So because it's, so she's not a real elve. She's a lower madrega of elve. If she's a lower madrega of elve, she doesn't go till the end. She doesn't go till the end. So she patters mehibum, she patters the tzoro, but she doesn't patter from chalitza. You ask me chetese. The Torah says hazei. Avada she has to patter epes because ein mikra yetsa midei pshutoi. Chalitza alamol the Gemara called it lekule. Tesis called it kule. Ptumi when Tesis said lekule velechumre, Tesis daf Yud Aleph said also suffer kevadai lehachmir, not lehokel. So she's patter mehibum, she patters the tzoro, but she's not patter mechalitza. So the pshat is, she's an erve, regabi the choymer. But the coolest of the erve, you have to be a spitz erve. She's not a spitz erve. The man is, she's not potu michalitza. She's an erve. But she's not a spitz erve. We saw in Teisa Mudalev, Seito Sofik Teisa says, also Sofik Kevadai. But only Leachmir. She's potu meivu meteres vadai. She's potu michalitza. She patas the tzoro. But she's not potu michalitza. Why? Also Sofik Kevadai. So Teisa says, Leachmir veloy leokel. So this Seito, while she's not complete, so she has the chumres. She doesn't have the kulas. To say it alone, maybe as a duke and Teisa to say it, but it's very shvach. So Reb Nochem was mare that Teisus Rabbeinu Peretz brings down the same Yesoid b'shem the Kodesh Miradush. He says it even in Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippa. But he says word by word. He asks, what is the pshat? Why by Soito Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayas is potu mechalitza, and here even by Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippa it's not fattering from chalitza? Zog the Kodesh Miradush. Yeshloimar, שייני סויטו שהביאו הויסו באיסור אלימה ליפטי רצורו לגמרי אבל מרזי גושוסו הביאו הויסו בהתר שייני סויטו שהביאו הויסו באיסור אלימה ליפטי רצורו לגמרי אלימו ליפטי רצורו לגמרי איבן פון חליצה הול וורט So he's going to live with Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa holds Tumoksibo ke Arayas. He says, even if Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, Soito, Shabio iso beisur, Alime liftor legamrei. Ma sheigen, Bamar zirgushosoi, Shelo yoyo beisur, Loi alime liftor legamrei. Avad et kot pater, Aba nish legamrei. So kumta is azay. We have Be'etzem, Devayl, we have Be'etzem, and two me'alchim and Teisus. Teisus says, if Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, it patters legamre. If Rabbanan, it doesn't patter, why? Because they mikro yoitze. So this type of it is kipshutoi. Teisus learns two me'ksibak arayis, it's in Gansen. Rabbanan poshet, it's mat. Val Rabbanan, the whole posuk is not dear. It's only a yoitze, and yoitze means on the Baal, not on the Yovam. So you learn, no, it's a grad, you have chalitza, because you're coming from the Baal. Other andere droshes, Azaiti Keteretz. The other Hezbo is saying, Fakert go. Teisus Bichlal doesn't mean to use the in Mikro Yoitzim in the Pshutoi. That it's not real, it's only because the words are here. Teisus is saying a Hezbo. Weil Rabbonon said Pshat. That it's not a real Tumah, then if it's not a real Tumah, it doesn't patter from Chalitza. If it's not a real Tumah, it doesn't patter from Chalitza. If it's a real Tumah, it patters from Chalitza. The main it is the Hezbo and Rashi also. Rashi holds like the Kodesh Miradush. Rashi holds that even if Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa the two Maksibo ke Arayas, Rashi learns, but Vail, lo yichoshi bi aznus legamrei, doesn't patter from Chalit. So Be'etzem, when we misyachas to the Sugya, we have Be'etzem, four shittas in the Sugya. We have the Pshutoi Shel HaRishoinim that if Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa Tuma never patters Michalitza. The Sugi is only pattering Tzoro. Aber Chalitza if the Rishoinim no Shach is the Tuma Ksiba Kearayas. The Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Mekia Yisabot the Raya from our Sugi. Rashi Alamo learns Tuma Ksiba Kearayas. Mishum Ma in our Sugi he learns different. That the Tuma, even if Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa will not patter. We're not sure what is the Pshat. Maybe the Karmi Rehev. Teisus has a pshat, and if Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa it patters in Gansen, and if Rabbonon, even if in Mikro Yoitze, it doesn't patter from Chalitza. And in Teisus, we have two Esbeirim. Other, two Maksimak Arayas patters in Gansen, and Rabbonon, while the posuk is not really dear, it doesn't patter. Other night, and Mikro Yoitze means that the posuk is dear. It means that the posuk is dear. While it means that the posuk is dear, it patters in Gansen. So why it doesn't patter? Because if Rabbonon, you can't call it a tumor because the tumor is not written down there. So while if Rabbonon, you can't call it a tumor, but maybe it doesn't patter the tzor. And we said maybe this is the Hezbo and Rashi. Maybe this is the Hezbo and Rashi. I think Reb Nochum said that lefi zeh, Reb Nochum never spoke out in the Muki Yosef and the Friar de Kesugi. He spoke about it here. That the Muki Yosef that we mentioned, I want to say only one chelik of it. Muki Yosef said that Eishes Koyen is also to her husband even be'oynes. Eishes Yisrael that was nenas, she's mutaran bailo. Only if she's mezane berotze. Eishes Koyen, even if she's nenesa, she's asura lebailo. So the Muki Yosef was mesupek if her husband dies, if she needs chalitza. Frank de Bishmuel, he doesn't understand what is the shaila. Azei ve'eishes Yisroel she'zin saberotzen. Tu moksim bo ke'arayes. She's potu me'ibum ve'chalitza. Eishes koyen be'oynes is like eishes Yisroel berotzen. And tu moksim bo ke'arayes. So for sure she has to be potu me'chalitza. This is the kasha of the Bishmuel. Zog Reb Nochum lefi them the same teretz. But her beer was not in such a starker reisu. So maybe this tumah is leichter. Maybe it doesn't part of Chalitza. It's mamish the same words of the Rishonim. We see that even in the Tumah, we have different madregas. Not to get to the Psukim. The same Psukim, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa. But if the Tumah is not, so the Rotzen is mamish Avle. Here, the other guy is Be'avle, she's not mamish Be'avle. So maybe it doesn't part of Chalitza. I too make Sibok Arayas, but we see that it's different madregas. It's mamish Hainuach. It's not standard. Rabbi Yossi said, I'm a super if it needs Chalitza. So we mentioned the Bishmur says, what is the suffix? Avanish needs potu michalitza. As they will if he ages Israel, the rotson is too maximal karais besaito, she's potu mihimu michalitza. Who had been ages koyen boines, she's like ages Israel berotson, a ritu maximal. This was the Bishmur we mentioned last week. The Bishmur asked a kashe, simil kufa in gimel sivkot niud aleph. Steht klar, that age is koyen be oynes, bole beile leuke mishum tuma. She's too maxima karayas. So how it could be that she's Israel be rotson, is potu mihimu be chalitza, and she's koyen be oynes, then Abuki Yosef is mesupik.
But then she has to meet chalitza.
What?
It's not the same level tuma that she
right? No, but maybe yes, maybe not. We don't know the Gdorim. We see even in the Rishonim here. One holds in a basis in Kippah, one holds in Rabbanon. Tesis holds like that, the Rishonim don't hold like that, Stiple does hold like that. So shine if that's smaller. How stark you could use that smaller? Call them, he's stopping on the Mukhi Yosef. Till now we had that, we're trying to say different tales. But the Bishmuel, Rabbi Chonon, bought the Kasha, Bezeh Aloshen. Eishes Yisroel, Berotzen, Tumok, Simbo, Kearayas, Besoito. She's Ptura, Meiva, Bechalitza. Zogden, Miki Yosef, Istapakti, Eishes Koyen, She's Nizinza, Beoynes. Tumok, Simbo, Kearayas, She's Potu, in Ganzen, or she needs Chalitza. Frag the Bishmuel, if Tumok, Simbo, Kearayas, Hazei, the Gemara says, and Afnun Dalet, Loikim, Aleo, Mishum, Tumo, if the husband makes a beer now, he's chayim mishum tumah because tumah ksibah ke'arayas, so let it be potu mehimu v'chalitza, ma'ishno rotzen b'Yisrael, oynes b'koyim. And we tried to answer different terutzim last week. Zogem noch lefid them, it's a trot weiter. Again, it needs a zberim. How? Who decides to divide it? But that's in Kodesh Miradush. So I'm saying, if someone says it alein, veisachish. But after we have it in the Kodesh Miradush, that he says this yesoy, after we see in the Kodesh Miradosh that he says this Yisoy, that it's a Musak, that if the beer is not a beer Znus and Gansen, it's not Poiter Legamrei, it's Poiter, but not Legamrei, and this is the Chalitza that you need a Libet Rabbanon, so this is the Chalitza that Abuki Yosef was Mesupik. So Zer Gishma.
According to this one, come out to the Machlokes of Rabbanon and Yosef, the keeper, as if it needs to be the Gamre?
No. Lefi the basement keeper, it's called Legamre Lefi Tesfis. Kodesh Miradosh holds nishta zeh. Tesis holds it's Tumak Sibu Karayis. Only Rabbanan didn't learn that it's called Tuma. I want now to clear a shaila. I know that most of the Olam are masking with the shaila. But Ledaiti, it's a clear shaila. I want to ask you a shaila. The Gemara clears Machzir Grushosoi min ha-nesui imau. Marzir grushose min ha-nesui imau. A person divorces his wife, and she gets married, and he's marzir grushose min ha-nesui. Val is marzir grushose min ha-nesui. So the Gemara declares, and mace, poiteret zoroso, or eina poiteret zoroso. Why the Gemara only declares, and marzir grushose min ha-nesui? Why the Gemara doesn't speak about Marzir Grushosoi min ha-Eirusin? Why the Gemara only clears on Marzir Grushosoi min ha-Nesuim? Why the Gemara doesn't clear about Marzir Grushosoi min ha-Eirusin? What? Because if you have Yosef and Kippah, it's not a problem. This is what a lot of Talmidei Chachamim want to answer. Why we know that it's not the Emes HaTeretz? So lefi dem la halacha lemaisa, we paskin like rabbanon. So when we paskin la halacha today like rabbanon, and we want to say that marzir grushosoi, you're allowed to marry the tzara, we have to speak min hanesuim, or we don't have to speak min hanesuim. We don't have to speak min hanesuim. The Rambam brings down the halacha. Amarzir grushosoi mishniskat shel leacher loike. Amarzir grushosoi mishnisas leacher loike. We paskin like rabbanon, right? You divorce your wife, she marries someone else, even without a beer, you like it. Even without the swing, you like it. Even so, when this aloche comes in the Rambam, and when this aloche comes, the Moshul, Yud Beis Amud Beis, look at the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Beis. Shh. Look at the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Beis. Tzoras Marzik Rushosoi, Kula Mutoris. Zog Rashi, Tzoras Marzir Grushosoi Mishenises. Why to speak about Mishenises? Why to speak about Mishenises? הרי לפי רבונן, it's even without mission nisus. להלוך, we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa. We pass like Rabbonon. We pass like Rabbonon. We pass like Rabbonon. So while we pass like Rabbonon, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa, so we have to say להלוך, צורס מרזו גשוסי מותרס, why to speak about mission nisus? Why to speak about mission nisus? The reef paskins la'aloche like Rabbonon that is also to be mazrig u'shosoi mishen iskatsho le'acher, and the reef brings down the aloche ha'mazrig u'shosoi mishen nises tzoros ha'buteres frek de'an she'shem la'aloche, you don't have to speak about mishen nises. Why to speak about mishen nises? Why to speak about mishen nises? I will ask the kasha in a lighter kasha. We have a toshma in the Gemara. Hamarz v'gushos v'mishan nises, hi v'tzoroso choyletzes. Oh, hi o tzoroso. The Gemara lefitesis is going a libe de Rabbonon, and it says, oh, hi o tzoroso choyletzes. Because Rabbonon hold, that Rabbi Yosi holds you can't do yibu, and you can't do chalitza. So the braisa is going a libe de Rabbonon, and state amar ze grushos im shnises oy hi otzoros khiletzes. Why to speak about mishnises? Why not to speak about mar ze grushos after the kiddush? Why to speak about davka mar ze grushos im shnises? Why to speak davka mishen nises? So I want to clear as a shaila. Lefi Rabbonon, the Gemara has a tzad that marzer grushosoi patters the tzora. Why? Ein mikro yoitze midei pshutoi. So let me clear on tzazaman a shaila. Lefi the tzad alibe de Rabbonon that marzer grushosoi could patter the tzora. Lefi Rabbonon, the tzad that marzer grushosoi could patter the tzoro. What kind of marzer grushosoi could patter the tzoro? Min ha'erusin or only min ha'nesuin? Lefi Rabbonon, lefi the tzad of the Gemara that marzer grushosoi could patter the tzoro. Velcha marzer grushosoi could patter the tzoro? Min ha'nesuin or even min ha'erusin? I'll explain the two tzadim. One side is Lefi Rabbonon, the Isur of Marzer Gushosoi is no Shaychus to Nisuim. There's no Shaychus to Nisuim. Rabbonon, the Isur of Marzer Gushosoi is not more Aveira after the Nisuim than the Nisuim. Lefi Rabbonon, the Isur of Marzer Gushosoi is Mina Kiddushin. So Mina Kiddushin, she could part of the Torah. Oy dilme, the whole tzad that she could patter the tzora is because ein mikro yoytze mide pshutoi, and the tzad of ein mikro yoytze mide pshutoi, it's only if it was a beer. If you want to use the ein mikro yoytze mide pshutoi, you have to speak about a case that was a beer. Other name. Again, lefi Rabbonon, we claim as a shayle. Rabbonon hold that marzer grushosoi is a tzad in the Gemara that it patters the tzora. Not lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa. We're going a libe de Rabbonon, one of the tzadim of the Gemara that marzer grushosoi could patter the tzora. I'm asking, the tzad of the Gemara that could patter the tzora, it's afilu min ha'erusin or only min ha'nesuin? Afilu min ha'erusin or only min ha'nesuin? And I'm explaining the two tzadim. The tzad only min ha'erusin, afilu min ha'erusin, lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbonon, marzer grushosoi min ha'erusin is exactly the marzer grushosoi min ha'nesuim. What happens min ha'nesuim happens min ha'erusin. The pasuk is talking about erusin. You write that ein mikro yoytze min pshutoi, but the pasuk, the istur is talking about marzer grushosoi min ha'erusin. Other name? Well, you want to darshan it as ein mikro yoytze min pshutoi. Well, you want to darshan the isur as ein mikro yoytze min pshutoi. And in mikro yoytze min pshutoi, you have to have a beer. So what is the Gladkeit? Again, everyone learns, I'm saying, Nochem, well, Ale Achroinim learn, Lav Davke, that Alibe de Rabbonon, the Tzad that Marzik Rushosoi could patter the Tzoro, is even Minani Kiddushin, you don't have to have Nesuim. And even so, you could say, Ein Mikro Yetzim de Pshutoi. And I'm trying to say, maybe not. Maybe if you want to say that it will patter the Tzoro, because Ein Mikro Yetzim de Pshutoi, if you want to say that we'll pattern the Tzor because Ein Mikro Yetzim in the Pshutoi, the only Tzad that it could pattern the Tzor as Ein Mikro Yetzim in the Pshutoi is only if a Taki had a beer. Only if a Taki had a beer. So then what is Toli the Shaila? And what is Toli the Shaila? So let me clear it for Zaman. Be'etzem, Rabbonon Or, the Isur of Masri Kushosoi is if you divorce your wife, she marries someone else, and you take her back, you have an Isur. No Shaychas to the beer. Only if he had a beer. Zog the Gemara, now we have a Shaila. If you took her back and you died, she patters the Tzor or not. That's the suffix of the Gemara. She patters the Tzor or not. Suffix of the Gemara, she patters the Tzor or not. So we're clearing. You write it. What is the difference? If Rabbanon will hold that it patters the Tzoro, has no reason to have Nesuim, unazei state in Agoyes and Shishem al Arif, that lemaskone, the suffix from the Gemara Alibe de Rabbanon, is even min ha'irusin. Mefurash as in Chidushi and Shishem. And I want to say, maybe no. Maybe it's a glatte svore to say nishtaze. Maybe it's a glatte svore to say nishtaze. That the whole tzad to say, in mikro yoitze midei pshutoi, is only if it was a beer. If it was only if it was a beer, then Rabbon could be like Rabbi Yossi. But because man there was no beer, you can't say that it was part of the Tzor. What? We speak about parting from Yibum, yeah. We speak about parting from Yibum. Kalbochemer doesn't pattern the Tzor. The Gemara says that you pattern the Tzor, you have to say, Ein mikro yoitza midei pshutoi. You have to use the two maximal carayas. If you're not using the two maximal carayas, so you can't patter. The only thing that patters is the ain't mikro yitzim in pshutoi. Without the ain't mikro yitzim pshutoi, you're not pattering. So the shaila is how to read the ain't mikro yitzim in pshutoi. You need the beer for the ain't mikro yitzim in pshutoi, or you don't need the beer for the ain't mikro yitzim in pshutoi. I think the oimek of this shaila is maybe tolui how to learn pshat in ain't mikro yitzim in pshutoi.
Speak about it.
Speak about
Allah.
That's not a reason.
I have
to
ask what I read. If you only speak about Allah,
no, that's it.
You
think you should
say
because
Allah
will
only pass.
No, I said that could be an answer.
But
the
maskone when we pass.